The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Vav, when it speaks about the definition of Rosh Hashanah, it says Rosh Hashanah, Svat Yuplatio Gedola, Muvos HaMufuloshim. And so, what does it mean, Muvos HaMufuloshim? Muvos HaMufuloshim, Pashtus, you would say, means to exclude Muvos that HaMufuloshim to a Movi Sosim or to a Shus Mukofis Mechitzis. But if it were, because then it's not a Shusharabim because that's Mechitzis. But if it would be foolish, let's say, to a Kamalis, then it would still be Rosh Hashanah. Because, however, Rashi says, HaMufulosh Mishnei Roshem LePlatya. So Rashi apparently holds that it has to be Dafka to, that's Mufulosh into Rosh Hashanah, not into a Kamalis. And that needs Pshat. Why? Also, Rashi says, in Platya, Rashi says v'chova shel ir, and Rashi doesn't add the condition that it has to be shishribim, 600,000 people that transverse it. However, Tosis there on Shabbos does mention 600,000. The only place that Rashi mentions 600,000 is when speaking about Yerushalayim. The one says Yerushalayim ilmalu dal sosen ulos balayla. It would be a Rosh Hashanah. Yerushalayim were not that the doors were closed at night. It would have been a Rosh Hashanah. And because Rashi says, because it's completely, the streets are completely foolish, and Rashi is v'yesh bo drisha shishim ribo. So why did Rashi only there mention shishim ribo? So Rav said, because if it's sratya palatya, that Rashi doesn't have to mention shishim ribo, because that's the Rashi's definition of that's the chefetz of shusharabim, that it's an ear, it's a city that has a large population, like Lamachne, you saw in the midbar of 600,000. But Muvos and Mufaloshim, do not require Shishim Ribo. And in terms of the Pshat Rashi, that if the city itself has Shishim Ribo, then the Svatya Uplatya also have Shishim Ribo. Because Rashi, when explains what is Platya, it means a plaza, right? Rashi says, V'chova shel ir, shesham miskaptzim l'schoira. And so in such a place, there is Shishim Ribo. And that's why Rashi required to mention, that's why Rashi doesn't require to mention as relates to Svatya Platya. Because it's a ir shel rabim, and therefore the shishim ribo. Now coming back to explain the Rashi, that in Muvos and Mufuloshim, Rashi says Mufuloshim leplatya. Even though of course the Muvos themselves don't have kiyus rabim shishim ribo, but nonetheless, since they're mufulosh into the sratya platya, which is a mokum of rabim, so they also are tofel to the shusharabim, and they get a din of the shusharabim. But if they would have been mefulosh, not into a platya, or not into a shusharabim, into a kamalish or a midbo, something like that, then they would not have a din of the shusharabim. And in terms of this shir of shishim ribo, We know that Rashi requires, and Tosis also, that you require Shishim Ribo. But does Shishim Ribo mean that there's 60,000 in the city? Or does it require that B'chol Yom, that there are 600,000 on that street? So if we assume that for Rashi, the Stratia Platia, so that's that itself requires, it has to have the potential that there should be Shishim Ribo, but not that Shishim Ribo every day have to transverse those streets. So therefore, the Muvos and Mufuloshim, even though you don't have Shishim Ribo going through there, but since it's Roy Lekach, and there are 600,000 in the city, even though you don't have 600,000 going each day, it still has a din of a shus havabim. However, the Ritvo in Ervin, the Andafav, quotes Rashi saying, "V'shehira gila l'shishim ribo." It seems from the Ritvo that it's not just that there's 600,000 in the city and has the potential of many, many people going, even 600,000, but it means that they're there all the time. And that's the Lashon of the Me'iri also. Ela shekdola rabban mosifim bo, she'eno nikus shesom af, berachov yudvav, elam ken regila bo drisa shishim ribo. And that's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch as well. V'yeshim shechol she'en shishim ribo, ovim bo b'chol yom, en rusha sarabim. So it sounds that the Ritva and the Me'iri and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, as they interpret that in order for those shittas, Rashi, amongst them, that you need shishim ribo, it means shishim bishim b'chol yom. However, if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam is not that way, because the Rambam just says in Perek Yudalef in Cheshabbos, and he says, Ezu ishusavam b'dboros v'yom v'shvokim v'drachim v'fuloshim lahem. So the Ram never mentioned shishim ribo. He only requires that it should be, it has to have the dimensions of tesayin amah. But he doesn't mention shishim ribo at all. And presumably the tesayin amah is, you know, it has to be roy lehiluch rabim. The Ram doesn't say what the standard of rabim is. Even if we presume that the shear of rabim is 600,000, that means at home, because it has to have the potential, or it has to be roy in terms of its dimensions for shishim ribo, but it doesn't require that actually shishim ribo should be walking on it. And the Rav was, just in terms of his own position, this is the Shita Saram. I remember we learned Erev and the Rav, he went through the tshuva of the Mishkanus Yankov, who was opposed to making a ruvim around cities, because he says contrary to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, like follows Rashi, the Nitzishim Rivo, that others don't require, which is the Shita Sarambam, and he tries to prove that you don't require Shishim Rivo. The Mishnah Berurah himself suggests that a Baal Nefesh shouldn't carry in an Erev, because an Erev will not work for a real, an Erev meaning a Tzuras HaPesach, Rana Rishu Sarabim, Diyaraisa, and we should be choishes that you don't need Shishim Rivo and not carry L'chatchila, and therefore the Rav never let them build an Erev around Boston. And he, when we learned Erevin, he went with us through the Tshuva of the Mishkanus Yankov, and the one who did permit Erevin around cities was the Tshuva of Ephraim Zalmi Margolius.